93.3 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Israel says Hamas has released two more hostages, this time two Israeli women. CBS's Charlie Daggett.
85-year-old Yosheved Lifshitz, 79-year-old Nurit Cooper. Their husbands are still thought to be in the hands of Hamas.
It's okay. That's
fine. Ahead of their release, Yosheved's grandson spoke of his grandparents' kindness.
My grandfather and grandmother were taking the sick people from Gaza Strip who cannot get their treatment there to Israeli hospitals.
It comes as Israeli forces launched a ferocious new assault across Gaza.
Last week, Hamas released two American women, a mother and her teenage daughter. Israel says over 200 others are still being held hostage. The Gaza Health Ministry says more than 5,000 Palestinians have died. Israel reports more than 1,400 deaths. An off-duty pilot is facing attempted murder charges after allegedly trying to shut down a Horizon airplane's engines on a flight from Everett, Washington to San Francisco. CBS's Chris Van Cleve with more.
Police say 44-year-old Joseph Emerson, an off-duty Alaska pilot riding in the cockpit jump seat, allegedly attempted to turn off the plane's engines at about 31,000 feet.
We want law enforcement as soon as we get on the ground and park.
Emerson was handcuffed in the back of the plane as pilots made an emergency landing in Portland. There were no injuries.
House Republicans are meeting right now to choose a new speaker candidate. CBS's Nicole Killian says Majority Whip Tom Emmer of Minnesota has emerged as a front runner.
He really is the guy who has been at the center of a lot of these contentious negotiations, whether it was over the debt limit, over temporarily funding the government this fall. He's the one that has brought all different factions of the Republican conference into his office to hammer things out.
Morning fog and nearby wildfires led to multi-car crashes in South Louisiana today. WWL's Chris Miller.
Marsh fires in the New Orleans area made worse by a summer drought sent smoke across the region. National Weather Service forecaster Chris Bannon says the smoke particles make it easier to collect dense fog.
And then you get visibility that's almost zero.
And hundreds of cars traveling in that zero visibility on a section of interstate elevated above the swamp end up in
multiple crashes in multiple locations on each side of I-55.
Louisiana State Trooper Kate Stiegel says two motorists died in the crash. Chris Miller for CBS News, New Orleans.
New study says no matter how much the world cuts back on carbon emissions, a key and sizable chunk of Antarctica is essentially doomed to an unavoidable melt. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. This Friday night, Arrowhead will play Sussex Hamilton in playoff football. On Saturday, the Arrowhead football community will gather for a funeral for the legendary coach that led the team for almost three decades. In their first game following the tragic passing of Coach Tom Taraska, the Arrowhead football team emerged victorious with a 31-28 win against Maguanago Friday night. Taraska led the team for 29 seasons, won four state titles, and died in a car crash earlier this month. American Family Insurance recently experienced a hack that resulted in, quote, unusual activity in several of their systems. The company is assuring customers that their data is safe and that they're working with experts to determine the extent of the compromise. While an investigation is underway to identify the source of the hack, American Family has not shared any specific details about it. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
What makes our society great is that we can believe in something bigger than ourselves. Doesn't matter whether it's a soccer team or whether it's a political movement or whether it's a public school, whether it's a neighborhood PTA, a bake sale. It's about interacting with our friends and neighbors and making our communities better for having come together around a common cause.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local civic media radio station. And on the
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Electricity markets without any further climate policies.
Anything we can do without having to do any more work, any more policies, is probably a very good thing. For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com.
Are you tired of think tank approved corporate news and commentary? Are you tired of CEOs telling you what to think, who to hate, and who to vote for? Well, welcome to the Rick Smith Show. We don't take orders from some boardroom, and we don't do focus groups or talking points. We don't work for them, and we never will. I'm Rick Smith, and I work for you. Join us daily at thericksmithshow.com and download the podcast and never miss a minute.
It's time for the Rick Smith Show. Now, here is the voice of the working class, Rick Smith.
And welcome, brothers, sisters, working class heroes. This is the Rick Smith Show. Thanks so much for being here today on the big program. Lots to get to, lots to talk about. What a fun day. Day 20 without a speaker. We're going to hit the three-week mark tomorrow, which I guess tomorrow there might be something. They may come back to work. I guess there was some kind of a meeting. I don't know. Literally, at this point, I've stopped following what the House Republicans are doing because it's really, really chaotic. And speaking of really, really chaotic, did you happen to see Donald Trump? Did you happen to see his little spiel in New Hampshire? Did you happen to see him going on and on in what is probably one of the more incoherent speeches he's given? And I know everyone loves to go, you know, Sleepy Joe or Joe Biden stumbles over words and all this. I really think, got to be honest, I think Donald Trump has completely lost his mind. But you judge. I guess he's got a question. He's got a question for every American. Listen to this. Listen to this spiel.
This is on our business. Why are you doing that? He said, Macron, nice guy. You know, look, he's for France. I'm for us. I'm for us.
Here it comes.
You know how you spell us, right? You spell us, U.S. I just picked that up. Has anyone ever thought of that? I just picked that up. A couple of days I'm reading and it said us. And I said, you know, if you think about it, us equals U.S. Isn't that? Now, if we say something genius, they'll never say it. You know, we get 25, 30, 40, 50, 80,000, 100,000 people to speeches. They've never said Trump's a great speaker. Never said. I've never heard it. I said to my people, do you think they'll ever acknowledge I must be doing okay? Except I'm a very handsome person, so I guess a lot of you want to sit. They want to sit and look at me because I'm saying, like a beauty pageant.
I mean, oh, man. It's because I'm such a beautiful person. No, but here's the thing. Here's the thing. No one's ever thought of U.S. and us. No one's ever thought of that except everybody in the room, everybody who's going to see this, everyone, literally everyone thought of that. And look, the speech, the spiel was crazy on a whole bunch of levels. And again, it's just another one of these moments where Trump gets a pass, a total pass on his craziness, because he's always been this kind of, you know, off on the fringe, off on the deep end. And no one, what it is there isn't a big enough media on the left to really be able to hold him to anything. And they know this. They know they can basically say whatever they want, and no one's going to hold them accountable, not even the people in the audience, because they're going to go on whatever trip that Trump wants to go on. And you know, over the years, we've watched Trump say some really, really stupid things. For instance, I have lots of conversation with my union friends. They really believe Donald Trump's a pro-union guy, even though he has said that he's for right to work, because right to work is right. He's screwed over, you know, numerous contractors over the years, union contractors over the years. He's just no friend of the working person, quite frankly. And it's pretty simple. He is no friend of the working person. But, you know, back, you know, you may remember this spiel. I guess it's been almost a month ago. He went on this song and dance about the UAW. And now I've been meaning to get to this, and I got to play it. So here's Trump's position on the
Macron
on the other side of this. And look, as I've said, what's really quite remarkable to me is my union brothers and sisters will listen to this and not have a problem with what he's got to say here. So listen to the Donald here.
And I'm telling you, you shouldn't pay those dues. You should not pay your dues, because they're selling you to hell. You're going to be going to hell. You're not going to have any jobs. All those cars are going to be made in China. Every one of them. You can forget it, Michigan. You can forget it, South Carolina. You can forget it, everybody. All of those cars are going to be made in China.
In China. China. Now, basically what he's telling the UAW members is, you take what you get, don't throw a fit. You take what the benevolent corporation gives you and be grateful. And again, this is not surprising from someone of that ilk, not surprising from someone who hobnobs around with CEOs, not surprising at all. And as I've been saying, this is the Republican Party being the Republican Party. Trump is the head of the Republican Party. Look at the numbers. And the thing that's amazing to me is, look, I don't think there's any way that they stop him from being the nominee. The numbers coming out of New Hampshire are just crazy. I was just reading a thing that says, you know, as soon as Trump pays the $1,000 fee to get into the primary, it's over for everybody else. Because his campaign machine basically dwarfs everybody else combined. And the numbers are what they are. I mean, right now, he's leading, according to the latest USA Today Suffolk University poll. He's up 58%. He's got 58%. DeSantis is the closest with 12. Nikki Haley the closest after that with 11. Nobody else gets over 3. So even with 91 indictments, even with all of the people who are flipping, even with all of this, even with the, if you saw